Today's April 24th. Pastor is saying to us, a manifestation of his goodness. Our opening scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10 of the Amplified Classic. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, to the full, till it overflows. The Lord Jesus said he came that we may have and enjoy life to the full. Aren't you glad about that? He lived and died and came back to life to see to it that nothing cheats you out of his perfect will for you. In 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, he said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In this verse, the Apostle John describes the comprehensive prosperity of the human person, which includes spiritual, material, and physical well-being. God knows that without sound health, you can't enjoy the life that he gave you. That's why he sent us to heal the sick. Divine healing is a manifestation of his goodness. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 further reinforces this truth. It says, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God sent Jesus, and he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. The Bible shows that he gave us the same charge. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. Luke chapter 9 verse 2 says, referring to the disciples, And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Think about Peter and John at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. They encountered a man who had been lame from birth, begging for alms. The Bible says, Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts chapter 3 verse 6. The man, previously unable to walk, was healed instantly, and he entered the temple with Peter and John, praising God. The crowd, astonished at the miraculous healing, saw in the hitherto lame man the manifestation of the goodness of God. God doesn't want people sick, weak, or broken. That's why he sends us to take healing to the nations. Hallelujah. Please say this confession with me. I declare that Satan has nothing in me. For I walk in the transcendent, victorious, and ever triumphant life in Christ Jesus. I'm a partaker of the divine nature, with a life that's sickness-proof. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 to 8, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapters 20, verses 20 to chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, and 1 Samuel chapters 20 to 22. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 15, verses 10 to 19, and Psalm chapter 129 to 130.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.